Hello and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. We help you improve your American English and explore what is happening in our world. I'm Victor Morales in Washington. Today, we hear about a new effort to protect the Pacific Ocean from illegal fishing and pollution. The President of the United States announced the plan at a recent international conference. We will hear more about his proposal in today's show. But first, we tell you about what U.S. air safety officials are saying about their investigation into the crash of a Korean passenger airplane. The accident took place almost 1 year ago in San Francisco, California. The effort to help the Pacific Ocean and the final report on the deadly air accident are the subjects of today's As It Is. The United States National Transportation Safety Board has released a report on the crash of an Asiana Airlines plane last year. 3 people were killed in the accident at San Francisco International Airport in California. As we hear from Anna Mateo, the U.S. investigators say Asiana Flight 214 was flying too low and too slowly as it tried to land.
The National Transportation Safety Board released its report on the crash during a meeting on Tuesday. Investigators explained how the flight crew canceled an automatic speed control and failed to watch the speed of the Boeing 777 aircraft. The plane hit a seawall as it flew toward the San Francisco runway. Mismanagement and inadequacies are 2 words repeatedly used in the report. The National Transportation Safety Board blamed the crash on poor pilot training, non-standard communication, and the lack of manual flight training. It also noted complex automation systems on the aircraft. NTSB officials say the crash resulted from a series of mistakes that the crew never corrected. Investigator Roger Cox spoke about the captain of Asiana Flight 214.
Although he was an experienced pilot, he lacked critical manual flying skills. Pilot skills degrade if not practiced.
In the right seat next to the captain was an instructor pilot on his first training flight on the Boeing 777. And a third pilot's call to delay the landing came too late. Bill Bramble also investigated the crash.
Inconsistencies in company manuals and the fact that both pilots were captains and the pilot monitoring was an instructor led to confusion about who was responsible for initiating a go-around.
All sides involved now have a chance to appeal the report's findings, and they may do so. Boeing is rejecting criticism of the design of its 777. The company noted the plane's safety record since it flew for the first time 20 years ago. And it says the automated flight system has been used for more than 55 million safe landings. Asiana officials have accused Boeing of doing a bad job of explaining its auto-throttle and autopilot systems in training materials. The company said it has taken action on some training proposals. Christopher Hart is the acting chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.
We had a pilot who was new in this airplane. We had an instructor who was new as an instructor. We had fatigue. We had issues regarding understanding the automation. A lot of issues lined up the wrong way, as it turned out, to produce this result.
He added that, in the end, the pilot must have command over the plane. I'm Anna Mateo.
And and I'm Victor Morales in Washington. We are happy to have you with us today on As It Is from VOA Learning English. President Barack Obama has launched a new effort to protect parts of the Pacific Ocean from overfishing and environmental damage. He announced his plan in a video message to an international conference on the oceans. The meeting took place last week at the State Department here in Washington. Ann Ball has our report.
For years, scientists and environmentalists have warned that oceans are worsening because of human activity, mainly pollution, and overfishing. Political leaders in the United States and other countries have lacked the will to do much about it. Now, the Obama administration is taking a step in that direction. President Obama said last Tuesday that he has directed the federal government to create a plan to stop illegal fishing and pollution in the Pacific Ocean.
Pollution endangers marine life. Overfishing threatens whole species, as well as the people who depend on them for food and their livelihoods. If we ignore these problems, if we drain our oceans of their resources, we won't just be squandering one of humanity's greatest treasures. We'll be cutting off one of the world's major sources of food and economic growth, including for the United States, and we cannot afford to let that happen.
Some of the possible measures are expected to fuel political battles in Washington. One is a ban on fishing and industrial exploration in parts of the Central Pacific.
I'm going to use my authority as president to protect some of our most precious marine landscapes, just like we do for mountains and rivers and forests.
American actor Leonardo DiCaprio is an environmental activist. He supports the president's plan.
Several billion people a year depend on seafood as a source of protein, and yet we are failing to protect these vital waters. If we don't do something to save our oceans now, it won't be just the sharks and the dolphins that will suffer. It will be all of us, including our children and our grandchildren.
Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to delegates attending the conference. They included government ministers, scientists, and members of the international oceans community.
We have today received commitments for action over $1.45 billion. And that is all directed at ocean efforts.
Secretary Kerry also reported progress in efforts to get more nations to approve a proposed international port law. The measure would prevent illegally caught fish from going to market. President Obama's plan is to take effect later this year. I'm Ann Ball.
Now, let us look at what happened on this day in history. On June 27, 1950, President Harry Truman ordered United States military forces to go to the aid of South Korea. His order came after North Korea invaded.